No, worldwide is easy with travelling. Like, it was something. I mean, when I played for England in '64, I hadn't been out of England, and I had to get a temporary passport. I didn't have a passport.
Well, for the game in Paris.
And one little laughable thing I can tell you about: when we arrived in Paris, we got off the plane. And a group photograph of the team. And the photographer came up to me and more or less said, out of this party, it's players only. Because I was 32, I think I was, but I probably looked 50. And he didn't want me in the photograph. But all makes for a laugh.
That takes us nicely onto your games for England, Peter. And I think you made your debut against Wales,
I
didn't
did,
you?
yeah.
Tell us how that felt.
Well, it was unbelievable, really. Perhaps I could take you back. Gloucester played Bedford at Bedford back November time, and the press that week had been highlighting the Bedford back row, three players, best back row in the country. Well, we didn't really agree with that, and I know that day all the other players gave us three in the back row a bit of stick. You know, you're in trouble today, you're against the back row, best back row in the country. Well, we done all right that day, that's all I'll say, and we managed to win the game.
And who was in the Gloucester back row with you on that day?
Well, the back row was not the best Gloucester back row. The back row that day was Dick Smith, Gary White, and myself. I had a few drinks straight after the game, and they said, Tom Berry's in there with Mickey Steele-Bodger, the England selectors. Why don't you go in and tell him who the best back row in the country is? Well, a thing you ought not to do and would never do if you thought you were in a chance of playing for England. But I bought in, don't I? Mr. Berry, Mr. Steele-Bodger, the best back row in the country is me, Dick Smith, and Dave Owen. Now, Dave Owen was the usual number eight. Ah, they said, oh, well, is it? Well, that's interesting, they said. And it was very polite of it. I mean, I didn't realise what I was doing, I'm sure, because if you thought you were in a chance of playing for England, you would never say that to the chairman of selectors. So that was that. And they took it very well, thinking back, you know. So about a couple of months later, I got this card to tell me I was playing an England trial. And I thought, they've taken the mickey out of me because of what I said to them. And I honestly believe that. So I played in the trial and then played in another trial. And I thought, this is strange. They try to show me up, kind of thing. They're having their own back on me. Anyway, I wasn't picked for the game against the All Blacks in early January. But it didn't go too well for England, and I got picked for the next game. I really couldn't believe it, you know, because the last thing you would do if you thought you were in a chance of playing for England was have a go at the chairman of the selector, who was all powerful. But it worked out.
How did you get to hear you were playing for England?
The local, I think it was Michael Dineen at that time, the local press man, rang about 11 o'clock on the Monday morning and basically said, you're in England. So I said, what are you on about? And you know, it was such a shock. I think it came through the Press Association. They released it probably 11 o'clock on Monday morning type of thing.
It made a bit of a splash in the press, didn't it?
Well,
after
yeah.
all those trials.
Well, I think it was a, you know, a shock. You know, it really was a shock. You know,
yeah.
You know, at nearly 32, you don't expect to, you know, play for England.
Well, that first game was at Twickenham, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Against Wales, yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, I played against most of the Welsh players playing for Gloucester. You play against Welsh. So, yeah, it was all right. It was an all right game. I played against Ireland, and, yeah, again, that was all right. I played against France over there when it went really well. And that was the game that I like to remember.
Why is that?
Well, it went well for me personally, and as a team, we beat France over there.
Yeah.
When, as we got off the plane, they described us as the old contemptibles, and I remember kind of stirring up. Kind of, we'd have took on the world up along France that day, and we went stuck into them. And although they were probably had more talent than we had, we just, you know, we played them on that day, and come away with a win.
Are there particular moments in a match like that that stick in your memory?
Yeah, there is. I can remember early in that game, a chap called Perry from West Hartlepool. I mean, it was up, no, not West Hartlepool. Yes, was it West Hartlepool? First line up, they were all Frenchmen, were running up and down shouting, and I didn't understand French, and running around in circles. The line out was changing. You know, after the first line up, which they won, I said, hey, stand your ground. Forget them running about, and let's jump for the ball. And they were lining it to the back, and I'm reasonably tall, and he was quite tall. And basically, we'd stood our ground, and they were running about and forgetting about the ball. So we pinched the ball over for most of the game, and I think that helped, you know, it helped the team, and it was a good win from our point of view.
And do you have any particular memories of the first game against Wales?
Not really, it went by so quickly. I don't think I had a particularly good game, although I knew a lot of the Welsh players. I remember getting thumped in the first line-out by a Brian Thomas from Neath, who was a rather strong, hard player, and I thought, oh, this is what it's about, isn't it? And,
welcome to international
yeah,
rugby.
And, we drew, and...
two tries each and no goals.
Yeah, and... but it wasn't a particularly good game.
Did you find the pace of the game was noticeably different at international level?
Not really, no. Yeah. No. And everyone says it's quicker and that, but I can't say that I noticed it.
Yeah.
You must remember I'd played nearly 500 games for Gloucester, so I'd played against most of the players anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
County rugby, Peter.
Yes.
We were talking about a step up from club rugby to international rugby, or whether there was one. How about county rugby in those days when it was taken so seriously?
Yeah,
the crowds were really, really keen.
Yeah, it was a step up from club rugby, no doubt about that. County rugby was, well, it was the next step to international rugby, and we enjoyed our county rugby. It was good. It was, you always wanted to be picked, and often you were disappointed, but. It was good, and then there was the touring sides that probably the combined counties play.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously would like to get into that, which we did on a few occasions, and it's changed in recent years, but that's a fact of life.
In those days, I mean, there was an extra buzz
the
county
games,
wasn't
there? I think you'll find the crowds in that you got it in county rugby, and of course, there was all every 3 or 4 years you would have a touring side. So if you played for the county, you had a chance of getting in the combined side to play the touring side, which was, you know, the icing on the cake kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And captain in Gloucestershire? I mean, it was almost a scratch 15. Must have been very different.
Well, it was, because you were battling with the Bristol players this week and playing with them for the county next week. But it worked, and... we had very good relationships, and relationships that are still going now. I mean, there's county players that we meet up with when Gloucester, well, not this season, but used to play Bristol and things like that. And still a strong relationship.
Can we move on to the Barbarians, Peter?
Again, that was another shock. They had a few players injured on their Easter tour. And I'd taken the family on the Sunday to Weston-super-Mare. And when I got back, I think Gordon Hudson had been trying to contact me all day. The Barbarians wanted me to join them and play against Newport on the Tuesday. Well, obviously, I was delighted, so I phoned the number I had, and he said, "We invite you to come and play for the Barbarians on Tuesday. Would you like to join us on Monday?" "Oh, yes, please." So I jumped in the car early Monday morning down to Penarth, what was the headquarters, and kind of joined the party. And on that Monday, we played Swansea, went down to Swansea with them. And of course, a number of the Swansea people I already knew, so a bit of red carpet treatment at Swansea, and then back up and played on the Tuesday against Newport. And a few of the Gloucester friends, because Gloucester had played on the Monday, came down to the game on Tuesday at Newport. Yes, that was great. That was, you know, at that stage, I mean, that was the pinnacle of my career at that stage. Mm-hmm. And possibly from that game against the against Newport for the Barbarians, put me in front of the selectors for the next season when I did play for England.
Yeah. You played in the bank holiday game, I think, for Barbarians. Yes, too, didn't you, against Leicester?
No, I played on the Easter Tuesday at Newport. And it seems that when you play for the Barbarians, when you come in like and basically help out, they then pick you for other games.
Mm-hmm.
And I played against Leicester and East Midlands, I think it was, other games I played.